לשון של חנוך סימן טוב ריש עין א', צורך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נר חנוכה. Not so much aloches that get this title. If tzorich li zoyer meoid be'adlokas neir ischanik. Aber as ido aloche fun tzorich li zoyer meoid. So me da wissen, da gehen lernen, was is meoid? Stand to light candles without alle chumres. I don't think you could yoytze this aloche if tzorich li zoyer meoid. If she underhalten, as me lernen gemorim, dat ish mekayim shechanoch, aber... צורך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נר חנוכה. לשון הרמב״ם, חביבו היא מצווה חנוכה עד מאוד. לא חמור למאוד. צורך להיזהר מאוד. חביבו היא מצווה חנוכה עד מאוד. So let me then, what is the chumras and the idurim and הדלקת נר חנוכה? Try to go duch. It's the chumras. Sido hidurim, sido mehadrin mina mehadrin, sido spitzlach. What we got? We'll see. The Sharet Shuve in Simon Tov Reisha in Gimel, Siv Koten Ches, brings down the shame of Sefer Chesed Leavrom, that klipe beitzim, peels of onions, betzolim, peels of eggs and betzolim, ain't madlikim bay. You can't take an egg. Someone doesn't have a candle. It happens. You go somewhere. So you can make a hole in the egg, pour out the inside, put oil, put a candle. Sheid mechesed l'avrom that ein madlikim beklipe beitzim ubetzolim. He doesn't make, but sheid nish gonish. I say sheid nish arit shuvah. So, don't sheid favos. So we saw someone made a chesed midechesed l'avrom. The Sefer HaZikoron for Rav Hutner, tonight is the Yortzai Take. And there, they printed the Ksaviyat from the Chesed Leavrom. That Sefer HaZikoron for Rav Hutner, the Yortzai. And he writes down that the reason that you're not Yoytze beklipe beitzim, because it's a alochev kli. And he says like this, V'shteit im chazal az azoyr bener, have lebonim talmidei chachomim, and we see that it doesn't happen. Everyone is zoyer neir chanukah, and the while we don't see talmidei chachomim. Zog de chesed leavrom, because they're not makpid to light in a kli. So because of this chesed leavrom, a lot of people are makpid to have a kli. Let me gain duch. Rav Shteyman Tainis. It's a chumre ba'al med this chesed le'avrom. Medaf nish azay shtark choshish to the chesed le'avrom. Why? So first, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't bring it down. It's treffing yadosh harit shuvah. Mishneh Berurah had a harit shuvah when he printed it inside his sefer Mishneh Berurah. And he didn't feel a need to bring down this chesed le'avrom. So to be choshish to a chesed le'avrom, as the Mishneh Berurah didn't bring down? And as he says, the Mishneh Berurah says, you're allowed to light with candles. Candles nishkin keli. Mishneh Berurah says they need to have oil. But on the problem of oil, shteit Mishneh Berurah that you can light with a candle. Aislach nishkin keli. So he's doicha shtikel. The Chesed Leavrom says maybe candle has a psachashivus. But stam zach that it's nishkin keli, nishkin candle. But Ravad, with the wissen that it's not me'akev. But stam Chesed Leavrom. Zogt Moshe Sternbuch. I get a chumra la chumra. And when this tshuva came, as a bocher in Ponovich, when this tshuva came out from Moshe Sternbuch, and he says, L'chure, Vosag l'chesed l'avrom, he has a teretz, why today no one is a Talmid Chochem? But they don't light in a keli. It's like they're hind, everyone lights in a keli. And even that everyone lights in a keli, when I feel ochim, he's edish kintamid l'chachom. Zokter, is a loch in Ches Netilas Yodayim, that a kli that shakes, that if you put it to stand, it will slip over, so nishkin keili. That's the halacha. A kli that will slip over is nishkin keili. Meili says, if you take out these glasses and you try to stand them, they're a little bit circle in the bottom. They will fall. So you're not lighting in a keili. Remember the first year I was learning in Ponovich, the first year he was became a Gaived. So Ali Rushalmi were makbi to buy glasses that you could put them. You could see when they sell the glasses, some of the cups like a little bit circular in the bottom, they will slip. But you could buy. If it takes time to stand it, it's machnish tois. But after you stand it, you could stand or not. So if it's mamish finishes circular-ish, it says nish good. But it doesn't finish circular-ish, it says yah good. It's nish tazay posh. So mainly he says, this is the reason no one's tamid chachom, because most people, the glasses are circular-ish. Now he has a reason why they're not tamid chachom. Now, when I was a bocher in Ponovich, I remember I was living with Rebel Povarsky Chavrusa. So we send the letter to Reb Moshe Sternbuch that Lechur is a Torah B'dvar Mishnah. So it takes Menachas that the Menekiyos, it's also Alochir Chisatiyos Yodayim, the Menekiyos that were in the Lechem Aponim, they were like half circles. Of a while, they were oimed to be in Azak Keili. This was the Tchilas Briyosoi, to be Mishtamish in the Shulchan with these little straws. That was circle, that's Heista Keili. May like Kli that is Oymed to be standing Al Keili Acher, that's Heista Keili. He answered me an answer. I didn't understand the answer. Basically, he told me to go to someone in Nevek that has a Teretz. He's gonna. Now, let me get into Shnek and Shlap. Sido Nochazach, that is called Ner Light, and Sido Nochazach, that is called Tea Light. It's two different things. I don't know if you mismatch it. It's not Ner Light and it's not Tea Light. Tea Light, a lot of people use over Shabbos also. It's a little, it's made like little silver cups with a little bit candle inside. That's how it's Tea Light in English. And it's not Ner Light, that is for the lazy people. You buy 44 things, you just break the cover and you have the lazy, the masmidim, so they break the candle and they eat. Now, there's a poor problems in that. Avad Chas B'Sholem, I don't want Hashem. You know, I spoke, the companies called me up, Tainus, I'm losing their panose. Avad, Yoitze, the Chabadats of them. Avad, I'm not speaking against it. But I'm ready to the Machmirim, yeah? What am I going to say? There's one problem like this, that while it's not Oymed Lehachnis Velohoitzi, you can't put oil into Ner Light. And also Tea Light, you throw it when you finish. So it's the keli. What is the keli of the tea light? That little silver, it's a bit more from silver for all. That little thing is not oimed to fill up after it. You just throw it away. Someone kags. The derech klal, you throw it away when you finish. The ner light for sure, you clip it off and don't see this. So Ramesh Feinstein, I think most people in Moshul, they don't toivel, which the Americans for sure. The philosophy of Rav Moshe, you know, when all these tinfoil containers, they don't toivel it. Well, Rav Moshe said, it's not Oymed Lachiz and Yoitz, you use it once, it doesn't have a Shem Keli. It doesn't have a Shem Keli, Tvilas Keli. So, Legavi the Chesed Lavrom, the Nerlite and Tilite are not called Keli. So, Mele, if you're lighting a Nerlite and Tilite, say Ishkin Keli. So, Mele, you don't have Bonita Milchachom. Lefi Rav Moshe. Rav Shteyman Tain is that even if we say like Lechesed Avram, first we said Rav Shteyman doesn't hold so much to be Machmir, the Mishabur didn't bring down the Chumur from Lechesed Avram. But even if you're Machmir like Lechesed Avram, so like Rav Shteyman, Legabe, this is Yoginu, he has a Raya. The Gemara says that if you light Ner Chanukah Ner Cheres, every day you have to throw it, because it's not nice to use it for the second time. So it was also like disposable as how you throw it away. And even so, the Gemara states that he could be eaten in a Chanukah and a Cheres. There's another Svorer, Shemazamon Erbach said, Legabe Nerlat, not Legabe Tilight, that he said the Nerlat, the Metzias is, B'derech Klal, there's two kind of people. There's the go lazy ones and the half lazy. As with the half lazy, they buy a menorah, a nice menorah, just they put every night the Tilight and they break it. So Shemazamon said, Lemaise, the Nerlat is made to use with the menorah. So if it's made to use with a menorah, like we said in the glasses for Moshe Shnerbuch, then it's okay. Some people, they don't use it, they don't even buy a menorah, they use the box. These take, the box doesn't have Shem Keli, it's a plastic, it's a garnish mit nisht, yeah? So these people take, the take don't have bonnet, I'm going to have a take. But I'm saying, the mile from the chesed l'avrom, me hot nisht. Let me get weiter. This zach, It's very important. In fact, the people that heard last week's shiur will not hear this shiur. In fact, it's good that they will forget from last shiur. We spoke last week that Lemaise, the Din of Shulchan Aruch, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in the Gemara, Ner Chanukah Manicho Babachutz. We didn't find. So we tried to miyashev. Rabbi Yashiv says the minik from the people from the Golas that it's hard for them to change habits and they like to light inside the lashon of Rabbi Yashiv. But Lemaise, the Alochim Shulchan Aruch, we state in Shulchan Aruch, Ner Chanukah Manicho Babachutz. About in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yashiv doesn't find a makom that people could light inside. So we light outside. I think the Olam took on themselves to try to light outside. Yeah. So miratzach of the people that took on to light outside. Now, it's a big problem. When you light outside, I want to be masbil the shayla. Is the aloch in Shulchan Aruch that you have to put oil inside that could light for half an hour? We'll see in a second, half an hour, 45 minutes, 2 hours, 5 hours, different sheet is how much oil you have to put. What would it be if you put a little bit oil and then slowly, slowly you add? You have, I saw, like, you know, these candlesticks that you could put from the side, the oil. You put the oil and then you add. You have a levashal, a person has a nail light. You have a small little thing. So he adds the whole time. He wants to light it for five. The halacha is that he's not yoytze. Val adloke oysa mitzvah. So mele val b'shas da adloke. It was not roi to light for half an hour. So you're not yoytze. Adloke oysa mitzvah. And val b'shas da adloke, it's not roi more from half an hour. But mele you're not yoytze. So valad loker is a mitzvah. So b'meil, if you add the oil later, b'shas the adloker, you didn't have a kosher adloker. So you're not yoytze. So I don't. This, I think everyone knows this halacha. Gikum de briskerov. I said like this: if a person lights outside the menorah, how you light? You buy a box, you open the door, you light it. If you will leave the box open for half an hour, what will happen? The candles will blow out. So what you do? After you close it. But b'shas da adloke, it was not roi to light for half an hour. B'mele brocha levatole. I think it ended up with kerov. So what is the eitze? So there's two different zachen. Some people order special boxes with little holes in the bottom that you could go in and to light. Order, you like open like a little crack and you put like a long candle. And I say, Reb Dovid, Soloveitchik lights. Bocha last year took a lot of pictures. Mamish, the chilu rechimu. I said, Mamish, like you go from the side, a long candle. I think you have to practice it a little bit before. The first week could be Mamish could take 10 minutes. It's not enough. If you don't practice, you will never know because you leave it open, and you close after 5 minutes, and you don't know that you don't have nechanika. You don't brach levatol and levat nishkin bonet amin rechomim. This is Rabbi Skirov's Mahalach. We mentioned last week, this is one of the reasons that people don't light outside, because the Amiratzim Taker are not mumche in this Avoida. It's Avoida Kosher Sheva Mikdosh. Sometimes it gets windy, you could be there for a long time. Long thin candles, they have these brown ones. I myself, I'm a Noir, I can't light the whole eight. I light 3-4, then I come from the other side, and you have to not in Mavirim Ala Mitzvah. It's a Tutzach. Das ist der Beskir aufs Mahalach. You can see by Rav David, Mamesh a ganze Pacha dort, and how they light the Menoyer. Le'umas dem, Rabbi Yisuf Chaim Sonnenfeld, Rabbi Chaim Kanievski, Rabbi Yisuf Zeh, Rabbi Yashiv holds, that it's okay. And this Bocher also bring me pictures of Rabbi Yashiv, or open box, Rabbi Yashiv steht, Kemelech Begdud, and he lights it, it's Mamesh, Mamesh, it's Kedayrich, man. Just to go yourself, I don't know how you have to light. But I don't know how he took pictures. Maybe he lights better. This guy, how he took pictures. Now, what's time to Rabbi Yashiv? But adloko is a mitzvah. If adloko is a mitzvah, b'shas da adloko, lemaisa you don't have a half an hour. Adloko is a mitzvah. There's a difference. Oil the pshat, see nishgiven a adloko from a half an hour. Nishgiven da adloko from a half an hour. Masha'enken here, the adloke is yogiven a good adloke. It's the wind. I will take away the wind. When I'm lighting less than oil, I never lit in an oil that could light for half an hour. Nishgiven do amai sad loke. Doesn't help to add later. I didn't light a candle. I lit the candle. As I take him afriya, I could take him away later. The lomdim added a knetch. More from that. Now the candles are lighting good. What is the problem? Now the ruach mitzuyo is coming to blow it. I'm intending to close it. I'm asking you a kasha. What would it be if you light a candle in a place that it's very windy, but the wind goes like a hurricane azah? So when the wind will come, it will just bang the door closed. So there's no problem to light it there, right? The winds that are coming are like wind that go with circles. It will close the door before it gets to the point. So it's no problem. The ruach mitzuya will close it. Ich bin echt in der ruach. Va'ibah ba'abah ruach haim. What is that? Does it? It's a ruach haim. I'm planning to close it. I'm saying two lamdas. One lamdas tied it. I'm saying the briskerov halt broche levatole. Broche levatole. Rabbi Yashiv holds, Abraham Kanievsky, Bishop Chaim Sonnenfeld. It's a beside. So one lomdus is, Bechavtze, I'm lighting. This is Zaitik. Zaitik I could move later. Second time, it's more from that. What is the problem? Ruach Mitzuya? Ich bin der Ruach Mitzuya verkehrt. Malbus is Nagia to airplanes, that lock is Nagia in the planes. Well, again, it's very Nagia to all different Sachen, these two lomdus. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky wanted to bring a raya to him. Schwache raya. Shalom, I'm going. He said, Mishnah Berurah says, if a person lit a candle in a mokum that Ruach Metzuya, and that the Ruach Metzuya could blow it, and it went off, you have to light it again. Yeah? Hidlik, that laloch is kofso ein zokuklo. But if he lights it in a place that it's going to blow off, and it blew off, Frank Chaim Kanievsky, Abba Mashma, that if you lit it in such a place and in the end it didn't go off, you are Yotze. Why are you Yotze? Because that luck is yogi ben a good that luck. The lomdim say no. If it didn't go off in the end, so vayis to is nishgi ben a ruach mitzuya. Bo'orai, es nish to zay. Es nish muchach. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach also, I saw in all the sforim from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, they bring also Azevi Rebbe Eliashiv, that you don't have to be makpid on it. Abba the Briskerov and the Sefer Mario Diskin, I heard from Rav Neuvert that you have to be machmir. I myself, I remember when I was 16, I was speaking to Rav Shlomo Zalman on that. When I spoke to him, it was mashmir that he was noite yotu machmir. It was after Shir in Chanukah. We were going, we were shmuzing about the Maril Diskin. So Bochy came over to Rav Shlomo Zalman and told him, Rebbe, chob aposhte eitze. 10 guys will stand around the menorah. No wind could come. He will light the menorah. Then he will close the door. Then they will move away. What is the problem? So Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, if the guys will stay there so no one could see it. So it's like you're lighting inside a wall. The Baruch said like this, if I light in a big box, then I change, it doesn't make a difference. So all the 10 people are big bags. So he said, yeah, like you're lighting in a closed box that no one could see. Well, I'm a minute. Oh, upset. It's not his fault. Like a bocher asked me, he lights is a car past punk. Alle halig der Chanukah, a big truck like for 10 minutes. Stayed on the bus to town. You know, he's like, lulu. You know, he shines another guy. The guy has to move away. The guy doesn't know what he wants. Yeah. I went to see a pesadire, and there they have like an old car broken, parking in front of the deer. Yeah. So there, I told him to pick up the car and to move it. Yeah. Because. The upshot is, this car is already, it's like a wall, yeah? It's Shana Halbayo standing there. I've had it with permission, I can't even get it, it's not a smedosh. But should they have to move it away? Masha'enken, if a car is stand passing here, Mr. Masigoni, we'll get to that. So, Shemazaman Oyerbach asks, for every person that lights, L'chure, when he lights, no one could see it. Especially if it's very, very big. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, well, first you could see from the side. How about you could see a little? But he said more from that. And this is what the answer what you're asking for Rabbi Eliashiv. He said, when he lights, he's allowed to move. That's more than I said. Punk is here. Punk, a car is passing now. Oh, but does this just allow me? Mention Geiduch. Here you're telling me that the reason is Yoitze because there's 10 people around, and if there's 10 people around, will be no wind. So kilu, I'm only yoitze because these 10 people are planning to stay here forever. Then it's considered I'm landing inside a box. Then, when the people don't, I'm completely ash. If people are standing, it's a machmir shdois. So someone asked him, Shemazamer, what you asking? Abel chore, these 10 people see it? So what of Shemazamer wants? When a person lights in his house, sometimes only one or two people. So Shemazamer said like this. When you light in the house, the heker is for you. When you light in the street, the heker is to Rishus Oradim, not to you. It's not enough one person. We'll see about a big chumre against people that decided to take on the chumre to light outside. A lot of bochim think that they took on the chumre. You have to know, it's a lot of nafkeminis. It's not supposed to light outside. The lighting outside, the heker is not to you. The heker is to Bnei Rishus Oradim. We'll see about a por nafkeminis with them. A por nafkeminis with them. Now, there's another chumre that I saw, very nagia la loche lemaise. A lot of times, bochrim, they light a menorah. And then it starts to jump. But if you say the candle light is jumping, it's going to be like very small, big, very small, big, yeah? Now, you want to go back to Seder. You're all nervous, in a couple of minutes it will go off. You're nervous. Now, there's two ways. You could blow it off, pull it up. But then, on the tzad that it was not planning to blow off, you messed your menorah, because be'etzem me'ikar adin you yoytze hadlokah is a mitzvah and you blew it off. So what the guys that are shtikal mevinim do, they, you know, like they take like a twister or something and they manage to pull it up when it's burning to fix it. Never did it. I think it's the worst thing to do. Why? I'll tell you why. If you would leave it, so if it blows off, could be you're not yoytze, because adloka is a mitzvah, and if b'shas the adloka, the wick, these psiles were meant to slip in, so you're not yoytze. If b'shas the adloka, your candle, no, you didn't know, put it good, and mainly the way that it's put, it's meant to go off in 5 minutes, you're never yoytze. So, if you were to let it to blow off and you'll fix it, you're making the mitzvah b'chadash. But if you fix it, adloka is a mitzvah, so gomish gitan. It's like putting oil after it. It's not like ruach metzuya. If you put the wig aside and aside there, that it goes in, it slips in, faltik. So the mumche oilam, that they could know everything, they would look on it, they would figure it out with the computers, this will go off in 5 minutes. So it means when you light in it, it's at loka mitzvah, you're not yaitze. So in a way, it's better to blow it off. Mitzad shein, if you blow it off, could be you're losing the mitzvah. This could be it's not planning to go off. So, medav take, yelamod afreg nashay letake, what's it done? But if you have a suffix, now there's another chumre that comes out from this chumre. It's kedai to know this chumre. It's called a floating wick. Ptil tzaf, they call it in Hebrew. These little ones. But derech klal it comes red, sometimes it comes white. Now it's two, it's like long ones. Most of the ones that have come today already, you buy the long ones with like long metals. But some people buy it, it's little, like a little piece. That makes it like as a teva snayach and as a little piece, and you put it as a, it's called a floating wick. Avad mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to use it. But again, we're speaking about the b'netere, the oil want to know the chumos, the anogas. There's a lot of reasons that the machmirim don't use these wicks. The first reason is, we said, is a halacha to light in oil for half an hour. How much oil has inside this wick? For 5 minutes. Then what happens? It falls into the next one. What if you have a candle, when it finishes, it jumps into the next one? It's a machine. It goes and it jumps. And it jumps and it jumps. It's a gomish. It's like adding oil after it. You have a machine that adds oil. It's a gomish. Here you're lighting a candle. This is lighting. When this will fall, it falls. It happens slowly, you don't see it jump. I'm sure if you're computer wise, you'll see mamish. Like slowly, slowly, it's jumping down. So you didn't light the oil. Why are you lighting one big thing? You're lighting oil. About the andere mechalik. Now, there's another chumra, the reason people don't want to use it. It's a chumra yaseira. This is a starke chumra. The chumra yaseira is, we want to light in oil, we don't want to light in candles. These wigs, if you light them, even without oil, for a couple of minutes they could light. Some people tie as nisht, I'm not going into it. But the mitzvah says that they could light because they put on top of it some wax, red or white, to make it easier. At loko is a mitzvah, I'm lighting wax, I'm not lighting oil. That's really a chumri yaseri, because every time you're lighting the wick before the oil, yeah? Well, some achmirim dip it with oil, achmirim sabar anisht, yeah? Because the pshat, it's one ma'aseh adlokit. Where's the nafkamina? Today they have the long ones. I like the long ones. Some people buy cotton, the long ones. So the long ones don't have the chisoron if the old floating wicks, because it's not floating. But the chumre, so people that are go machmir, what they do is they scratch the top. They take off some of the shaiva, some of the wax. Or some people, they put oil on top of it. Rav Shem Zalman said that it's mutter, mekatchil. Now, as another chumra of the machmirim, that some people, when they light, they're norvez. So they're not sure if it's lit, and they stay on like every candle, like a poor minute, yeah, miyachad yichudim. So the machmirim tainah could be it's not good, because that loko is a mitzvah, it's a medura. So it's almost a problem, bad, because two candles is a medura, one is a loko is a mitzvah. So you could run. The Gemara says that he has to stay there at shetale shalevis me'aleo. A second after it, it's already a medura. But I'm asking you a shayla. A person, we'll see in a second, he lights two candles and then he separates it, it's not good. So the ma'aseh when you're lighting is two candles. So, and so some machmirim, the mishayr and the miyad leave. They don't wait the extra. What? Yeah, but Chazal didn't say to use a lighter because, let's see what we know, they didn't have lighters. So the mele muzayin that is a eitzah with a nail. Muzayin that is a eitzah with a nail. Muzayin that is a eitzah with a nail. The shayla via ze. Now, as a. Right, but now it's a medura. One second, but that loko is a mitzvah. If it stays like this the whole time, it's good. If he stays there. Lavazon, he decided to leave the shamash. He leaves, he doesn't have a place to shamash, he leaves it there. Not only that, every time it goes off, it will go out. Is he yotzer or not? I'm asking if he leaves the shamash there, it's good. That's the shayla. You hear the shayla? So, Avadu, you're right. That's a chumash b'chumah, I'm saying, called a spitzlach, chweiz nish. But stam to stay sleeping there for sure not. Was it the shiur beisachnish? There's a new chumre that came out the last years from Rabbi Yashiv. Again, it's chumre shebechumre. It's chumre shebechumre. To have oil that is roi leachile. Shemen roi leachile. It's a chumre ba'alme because the Mishabura says candles that are made from chelev amuta. The Sharet Shuba brings down even from Basar Becholov it's muta. It's a different child from Basar Becholov how you light it. It's noch isur bishu. But this we'll see. It's talim achlekes teis teis arosh. Nivamas davar amud beis. Last time we learned nivamas, we were holding there already. This time ochnisht, so we can't get a rein to them. Aber es ist ein anderer Tag gehalten in Yoshe. Yeah, ein anderer nicht gelernt. Sei, so machen ich das. Yeah. Aber because the shayla b'chol, how are you allowed to mevayr it? Now, but what is the lom? This Rabbi Yashiv Tain is why we have to do dumi the beis hamikdash. So it has to be roi leachilah. And the other it's worse. There's two reasons for the chumra from Rabbi Yashiv. One's because in Beis Hamikdash it's possible. But Rabbi Yashiv says it's more from that. The Basar Becholov LeMashal, it's oil. Hashem doesn't let to eat it. Beis Hamikdash Tak it's Ein Oroil Achil Es Nishkem Moisar Abeficho. But the oil that you can't eat felt in the Shem oil. I mean, the oil that says on it that it's not Oroil Achil, it means that it's chemicals. They didn't absorb it in the right way. I heard from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos that there's no Indian to be machmer on it. Reb Meir Shmulevitz told me that I'm not sure if he drank himself a bottle like that it says that it's not roi le'achile and nothing happened. He says that it means that they have to write it because then someone will cook with it, use it for 10 years and then chas v'sholem and he could sue them for $1 million. So they write ein roi le'achile, but ein roi le'achile doesn't mean yet that it's mamash. He said you could try it. This is Reb Meir Shmulevitz time. Now, is a chiddush of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. This chiddush I like to say is the first thing that I heard in my life from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Barchove. I mean, so I was a young bacher, maybe bar mitzvah, and Shlomo Zalman came to speak in a Chanukah party in Kol Teira. Is a Gemara in Shabbos Hikifa psilois afilu lener echod loyol soloi. It's a shame a sticker like she'atzmoi before the chidushim la'aloche. It's a shame a vort of open fachanike. Hikifa psilois, a person takes a dish, puts wicks around it, afilu lener echod loyol soloi. Because it's a medura. Frek, Rebbezer Moshe Ho, v'yitz av the Gemara in Shabbos, why afilu lener echod loyol soloi? Chotch one? Hadloko is a mitzvah? So the first candle has to be oile. You write that the rest are meduro, but why? Chotch eine? So Rebbezer Moshe zok la teretz. Now we're talking that he took a big fire and he put it in the middle, and all of them got lit in together. Remember, Rebbezer Zalman said, Rebbezer Moshe given a great seyid, the brazah doichak di keteretz. Azah doichak di keteretz. Ein shayl. Second shaila gefregt er sei, ner Chanukah ve ner Shabbos. Everyone knows, ner Shabbos odif mishum shloim beise. Light ner Chanukah, blow it off and light ner Shabbos. And look at his mitzvah. Avad nish lekatchile nish beseida. So what is the other way? It's only anyway you're only going to light ner Shabbos. Ner Chanukah ve ner Shabbos odif. For if shomaz amen, light ner Chanukah, blow it off and light ner Shabbos. You're right, it's not lekatchile to blow it off. Say it, but so what is the answer? It's anyway I'm going to light only no Shabbos. So light no Chanukah, no Shabbos. Zogim shlom zamen ha-yesoid. If a person has a das to blow it off, he's like a ruach metzuya, and this candle is ke'ilu ein oimed beruach metzuya. V'meil, if he's planning to make a fire, so even if he lights one, but he's planning to go around the dish, he's not yoytze. Because he's planning to make a menorah. The Chanukah and the Shabbos. If he will light the Chanukah and blow it off, then he will light it as dust to blow it off and to light the Shabbos, he's not yoytze, but adloka is a mitzvah. But mikol mekim val b'shas da adloka, his dust is to blow it off. So maybe the chiddush of Shlom Zalman is that when you have a dust to blow it off, you're not yoytze. Or if you know someone else will blow it off, even if it's not a wind. If we say that das is like a ruach metzuya, and b'meli yinat yoytze is a gemore, zora keili miroi shagag. Person stands on the top of the roof and he's zora keili. He's chayef. What would be if his pillows on the floor and he throws them? Zora keili miroi shagag v'hoyu shom korim v'ksoses. More about bekamed of chavov. V'hoyu shom korim v'ksoses. ובו אחר וסילקם פוטו ואפילו בו הוא עצמוי וסילקם פוטו again זור הקלי מרוי שגג והיו שם קורים וקסוסס פוטו ואפילו קודם הוא וסילקם so it's משמע that he threw it and he had a das even if he had a das right זה משמע why is not חייב if he has a das זורק שום מזמן. What if a person zora keli miroish agag and his pillows? But as the wind, until the keli will come down, the pillows will move. Avada is chayev. Sanochem. Zora keli miroish agag and his no pillows is chayev. Zora keli miroish agag and his pillows and the wind is going to move the pillows, he's also chayev. Zora keli miroish agag v'yoshem korim v'ksosis. V'kodam hu v'silkom is potu. Why is potu? He's like a ruach mitzuya. Remember, I said this shir once. So we went out in a bocher. I'm a ratzul ashtikum. He doesn't understand how he managed to take it off. Oh, right, Pasha. It was a string, yeah? So he pulled it up. I feel that's Nishgiben. I'm talking about the Kashas, yeah, how he did it. But as he had a fact, it was with a string. The pillow was with a string. So he threw it. Nishgiben have come in and it's the pillow. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to say like this, that if you have a das to blow it off, it's kilu, it's not, it's, you're not yoytze. It's ein yochel amid beruach mitzuya. But when you have a das to move the pillows, the value you're not a masik. Your ruach mitzuya, your das cannot fix. Your das could only spoil. Nahainu. Your das to close the door is not enough. Now it's not considered closed. What you're planning to do, it's a garnish. But what you're planning to be masik it, thus is like a ruach mitzuya. As a chiluk, if positive or negative. If you plan to blow it off, it's ein yochel amid beruach mitzuya. But if you plan to fix it, lemaise, it's not fixed. Something, I'm not a mazik. The bar, I'm not a mazik. Nachzir l'inyonim. Shemazamon Erbach Paskins, like Tchila, we tell people not to do it, but every year the Shaila comes up for hundreds of Yidden, they're flying in a plane over the Zman of Adlokas Nechanika. So the Eitzah is to light a candle in the plane. Okay, Lamaisa, today after September 11, they don't lit. It's a problem. They could arrest her right away, not kidding to do it. But before that, you had a chatimtzit to light, but then klal, after 5 minutes, they will come over and blow it off for you, yeah? So not arrest today, they'll blow it off and blow you, yeah? So the matter today not to do it. But amol hazeh is given. So people said, I'm lighting a good candle. Would these people in the plane blow it off? No, that's coming up. The candle is yochel amit baruch mitzuyah. Adlok is a mitzvah. They will blow it off. It's gomished. Because the ruach, the das of the Be'odom, not only the das, you're planning yourself to blow it off quick before they come and yell at you. So when you're planning to blow it off, this is any yochel amit baruch mitzuyah, like Rishon Zalman. So Rishon Zalman, the ma'aseh, the eitzah that he gave to people that have to fly b'shas hadchak, we take a flashlight. So I'm saying, the best answer, you take a flashlight and you stick it in between, you know, like you put it in front of your chair and you light it for half an hour. Flashlight that has like, you know, not like a fluorescent, like the Ikar Adim would say it's fire, could be even like Abim Oyeh Oyeh Shbidi Yevet. You light it. Without a bracha. For sure without a bracha. Bochim Alamol asked, you know, they had these little lights on top of you, could light them also. Chmesnish. I don't know how the lights. What? We speak of a person that cannot fly before. A person is flying to 3 o'clock. But the average flight is 3 o'clock. He's arriving, he's flying to Los Angeles. Wait. Yeah, 16 hour flight. He's going to miss. I'm tired. Well, this year I had a lot of people that I had to give him this aid. Yeah? A lot of people could for sure don't fly. Now, let me gain Nocha Alocha that is very negia. Abochim go away for Shabbos. Some people go away for Shabbos. It's two shittas. Call them Navisim. Sido Chumras Rebel Yashiv and Sido Rebshom Zaman v'Chazanish. We'll start with Rebshom Zaman before Chumras Rebel Yashiv. Lama Shechanor biz the Chumra from Rebel Yashiv. Now, Abochim goes away for Shabbos. So the best eitzah is Lel Shabbos, if he's eating in the same place that he's sleeping, Lel Shabbos, the high noon, Friday noon, with the place that he arrives, this is the place that he will light, if he's eating there. If he's not eating there, and he's sleeping in one place, it's a little bit more complicated, and you have to know if he's eating there by day, eating there by night. The best thing is to try to arrange, if you go away for Shabbos Chanukah, that at least the meal that you get Lel Shabbos will be by the people that you're sleeping by. And then you lie there. If not, if you're eating somewhere else, when you come back to eat by them something, you know, to taste the chon by night by them, andere zachen, what I'm saying, the derech haroi. Then by day you could eat where you want. For sure, the kashas are more for people that go to Shabbos Shabbat Brachos a lot of time and they make it in the hall, so everyone sleeps in different places and they eat in the hall. These people have a much more shaila where they could light the Chanukah candles. But I don't want now to pass in this, because this is like a Avgein Tzifreg and Arov Genoi, the Protim. If the Moshul, you're sleeping one place and you're eating in a hall, all of you. But if the best thing is if you sleep by the person who's sleeping, you eat Lel Shabbos, Sileicht. Now, what happens Motzi Shabbos? Shlomo Zalman says if you stay there for 2 hours Motzi Shabbos, you could light them. So if Idim Lava Malka, and then you come back to Yeshiva. Rabbi, the Chas V'Sholom, not to stay there overnight, yeah? Some people think in Chanukah you'll have to come back Sunday, yeah? So the Yevonim doesn't give any Mahalach. Yeshiva Bochi comes back Motzi Shabbos. About 2 hours you stay there, and then you come back. This is given Shita Sub Shlomo Zalman. Chazanish told Reb Chaim Kanievsky not like that. Motzi Shabbos, he told him, Reb Chaim Kanievsky was learning in Lomja. His father was the stipler, he lived in Bnei Brak, Rashbam 23, Rashbam 10, I'm sorry, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is 23, Rashbam 10, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky was learning in Lomja in Petach Tikva, and Shabbos Chanukah, he came home to be with the Tate. And Motzi Shabbos, he wanted to go back to Yeshiva. So the Chazanish told him to lighten the Yeshiva. Chazanish told him to lighten the Yeshiva. I want to be masked with the Machlekes, and then we'll go to the Protim. Moshe Zalman Erbach says the Moshe, Hashanah happens every year in Klal Yisrael, people get married in Chanukah. It's coming up. Where you light? Bederech Klal, the chasnas take place in between 4 or 5 afternoon, and Bederech Klal, 12 o'clock, if when the mitzvah tanz is still 3 o'clock. Now, a person is getting married, where he will light? Noch the mitzvah tanz, shenoch the tzayt. What house? So the psak of most poskim is that in Skabel and Klal Yisrael you light in your parents' house. There is the place that you were living till now. Yeah, I was living. Shabbos, you went to Arnav for Shabbos. So Shabbos, you're living in Arnav. So you light there. But it's mamish the new day. So if Luyitzur is your parents' house and you're going to your chasana, then for sure you could light there. If you're only there for Chanukah, so Rosh Hashanah, no, stay for 2 hours. So, and 7 o'clock by night, I decided to move to the Mir. It's really after Zman Adloki. In Zman Adloki, I was living there. And Lel Shabbos, you leave, you're not staying there. So, Mamela, you have to light. So, I'm saying, the Chazanish told him, no. You're going back to the Yeshiva, light in the Yeshiva. So, the Chazanish told him to leave right away about the Shabbos. Not to wait a second, to take the bus straight to Lomje. He told him, I want to learn Chavrusa with my Tata, Chavak Kvias, Motze Shabbos with the Stipler. So the Chazanish told him to ask a bacher to light for you in the yeshiva, Moshe Shabbos. So again, so I'm saying we have mamish two altis on Rabbi Yashid. Then we have two shittas. The ma'ase what is niskabel in Yerushalayim, the velt firtzach azevir b'shul mezam and Oyerbach, you light little Shabbos in the place where you eat, and Moshe Shabbos, if you stay there for 2 hours, you light. And Bnei Brak, the oilam rush back to the place. Now, we said we try to mekayim mitzvah Chanukah me'oy to be yotze ala shittas, right? So what we do? If again, some bochur don't go away for Shabbos. If you go away for Shabbos, so the mahalach is azay. You light 2 menorahs. The hainu, you light in the place that you are for Motzei Shabbos. You stay there for 2 hours. You come back to yeshiva, you light again, or you tell the roommates, the one that stays. It's all about someone that stays. It's not one tzaddik, and yet a deer is not one tzaddik. So you ask him to make another one tzidkes, and to light for you a candle also. A tea light. One ner is enough. Shaiva is also enough. You just want to be yoytze. Cholila v'chas, maybe the chazanish is right, Rosh Hashanah is wrong, cholila. So if Rosh Hashanah is wrong, so chomish gen chanukah. The ganze sach, I'm a hadri, my light outside, piskerov, alle chumres, aber Shabbos chanukah, posh, I don't have candles. Yeah? No, but the problem is, okay, so what the guy does, he lights candles by the place that he's staying, and in the yeshiva he has a guy with a tea light, or some guys don't do it also. This is the best way. But you have a problem, where you do the bracha? Where you do the bracha? So the best eitzah is, again, you light in the place that you were for Shabbos, and you yoytze the bracha where the balabai is there. Again, some people will be mishtate beporta there. But the best thing is you lie there, you yoytze bebrocha with him, and then when you come to the deer, you lie without a brocha, or your friend was moitzi you. Now, the machmirim shebe machmirim say it's not enough. Why? Because if lama zogim that be'etzem, you don't have to lie by the person that you sleep by. You have to do like the chazanish to lie back by the deer where you were. So be'etzem, that brocha that you hear there is given garnished. Right? Now, when you come back, you don't make a bracha, so you're left without a bracha. As a locha, a person that doesn't light Chanukah candles, as a locha, he has to make a bracha al bifnei al aroye. So you never made a bracha al aroye tonight. So the machmirim sheba machmirim, I'm saying it's only machmirim sheba machmirim, they light in the place that they stay for Shabbos, and the yoytze with the bracha from Balabais, but when he makes a bracha, they look across the street on someone else's candles that is already lighting. Because on his candles, you can look, he didn't light them yet. So you can't be Birkas Aroyan. So this, I'm saying, it's a chumash of a chumash. To be yaitse by someone else, to look out the window to Yenem, remember you have a Birkas Aroya. I'm saying, it's a chumash of a chumash. Rebel Yashiv comes and says, Rebel Yashiv has said, the chumash is giboitav ha-prichodosh. The prichodosh state in Hilchis Chanukah, Simen Tov, Reish Ayin Zayin. Odom shehoylech im mishpachtoy leches yemei achanike. A person went in a trip for 8 days of Chanukah. Ein tzorich lehadlik bebeisoy. Sharei holach lekol achanike. Ein a person shehoylech im bebeisoy lechanike. Ein tzorich lehadlik bebeisoy. Sharei holach lekol achanuka. Zogt Rabbi Eliashiv. ואף שיבואו בני אדם ויראו שאין שם מנוירו, הרי הולך לכל החנוכה. זאת אומרת, יש שתי פרי חודש. מי שהולך עם נבי סוי לכל החנוכה, אין הצורך להדליק, שהרי הולך לכל החנוכה. שתי כלור, מי שהולך לחצי מחנוכה, צורך להדליק בבי סוי, even that he went away. מה זאת אומרת, יאשיב, even that you leave your house, you have to light. מפורש פרי חודש. Now, no one knows exactly what is the lamdas in this prichodosh. So, Ander zogen it's mipnei achshad. People will come and see that he didn't light. Every night of Chanukah they saw menorahs, Shabbos. So, the tiny b'chai gavne, it's enough that someone else is lighting in the deer. Or you mishtate beprutah, even though it's a machlekes, if it helps to bochim mishtate beprutah, we said. Oh, tea light. But what if all of the deer decides to go away? Yeah? And everyone decides to leave. So sometimes you have a deer on top, so you can ask them to light for you. Yeah, but then the whole thing could go on fire. So Rabbi Yashi says, you can't go away for Shabbos. When he told it to Rabbi Zalman said, Chanukah is not a jail. Chanukah is not a jail. Kenneth didn't tell him when he came for Shabbos to the disciple to light and to have someone over Shabbos lighting for him in Pesach Tikva. Never. Chazish never told him. Chazish knew that he came every Shabbos Chanukah he came to his father the disciple. Chazish never told him that he has to light. The Maise in Ponovich was very niskabel. Alle Bochrim that will leave for Chanukah would have someone to light for them. And if not, I remember we were Bochrim, no one left. The Maise in the Welt, I think the Welt feels more like a Shemazalman. Let me gain one more halacha that's very, very important. And again, people that don't know this halacha could know all of the chumras and just to mess around in Gantz. When is the zman of the hadlaka? So, b'derech klal, you answer everyone. It's so much minhagim, so much shittas. Do what your father does. The problem is a lot of American answers. My father lights when he comes back from work. Yeah? How did you get a minute? So now the Bocher is in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to know, when is the time to light? It's two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. It's Tzeis HaKichovim, and it's a minhag of Shkia. Lama Mazmaz. The Gemara zogt in Shabbos, Mitzvoso mishetishka achamo, ad shetich leregel min hashuk. My love, zogt the Gemara nei, elo di loy adlik madlik. That the time that you could light the Chanukah is Mishkiyeh Ad Shetich LeRegel Min HaShuk Inami LeShiyure. You need to put amount of oil, that amount of oil. So there's two terutz in the Gemara what it means from Shkiyeh Ad Shetich LeRegel Min HaShuk. Maybe it's enough to put oil for 5 minutes, but these are the times you're allowed to light, or this is the amount of oil that you have to put inside. Now, the first Shita, Shita Sagro, and Shitas Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, the meaning was to light in the Shkia, that today is like 440, 441, 442, I didn't check in the calendar exactly, but it runs in between 440 to 445. In Bnei Brak, the Chazanish lit in 20 minutes after Shkia. In America it was 25, Al Pir Rebarim, Reb Moshe 10 minutes. But this, all of that is in the Bismedrash of Shkia, we call it. As the second Bismedrash, Tzeis HaKichovim, and I think the chassidim more anointed to do a lot like that. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Im lo hidlik b'shkiya b'tzeis HaKichovim, yochoy lehadlik kol halayla velevorech. Even though there's a time shkiya, a time tzeis HaKichovim, he could light the whole night, zog b'sharatzion, to wake up two or three people, that will be pirsum, and he said, if they don't want to wake up, not to bench. So the Iker Azman Mashma is Shkir V'Tzeis HaKichovim V'im Lo Hidlik Madlik Kol HaLayla. This is for sure that in time of the Gemara you have to light other in Tishkiyah, other in Tzeis HaKichavi. And you have to put that amount of oil. Now, this is Ein Halacha. The Rambam says, Mitzvosu Mishetishka Achamo, like the Goen, V'tir Delekes Chatzi Sho Oyoiso. V'im Loi Adlik, Einoi Madlik. The Rambam is Bezman Hazeh. The Rambam says, Mitzvosu Mishetishka Achamo, V'tir Delekes Chatzi Sho Oyoiso. The Mishnebua says, maybe a little bit more, 38 minutes instead of 30 minutes. As the Mishnebua learns. V'im Loi Adlik, Einoi Madlik. I want to be Mazmah. The Goen says, if the Rambam state bezman hazeh mitzvosu mishetishka achamo v'im loy adlik einoy madlik, so b'meil if a person will not light in shkia and he will wait till after ma'ariv, could be he loses the mitzvah. Now, if this man is tzeis hakichovim, so if you put oil for half an hour, it's not enough. So the Mishnah Berurah says to put oil to light for half an hour after tzeis hakichovim. And Abistul Yoyser is 38 minutes after Tzeis HaKichavim. And if you want to be marked with Rabbeinu Tam, so you have to light that after Rabbeinu Tam it will light. So let me gain the aloch. The aloch is you have to put half an hour abo b'diavet kol alaylo. Zog v'ramo, u'bizman hazeh kosher kol alaylo. So nochmo. We have three shittas. The Shulchan Aruch says, lekatchile Tzeis HaKichavim moshkiyeh. Aber zog der Ramo zman az bizman az kol alaylo, der Rambam says even bizman az on ishkiye or on tzeis hakichavim, aber only in the beginning and then you can do it. Now the chassidim taina that is better to light tzeis hakichavim. Why? Val der Ramo said that bizman az kosher kol alaylo, we don't pass it like the Rambam. So if you light the tzeis hakichavim, you yoytze lekul alme, because the Ramo said that you have to yoytze. Daino, the mazbir shtikol. It's two times. Tzeis HaKichavim Mashkiya. We don't know what is the real. Now, we have another machlekes. If b'diavad you could light the whole night or not. The chassidim say, while b'diavad you could light the whole night anyway, do Tzeis HaKichavim, you yaitze miman afshach. The Goyen says, but if you're the Rambam, you can light the whole night. So do the Shkiya and put enough oil for after Tzeis HaKichavim to be yaitze the Rambam. So b'etzem the machlekes is, if tefirtzach hazeh vid ramo, that bezman hazeh afshar kol alaylo, or tefirtzach, as even the Rambam, that even Bizman Hazeh is only in the beginning. Now, what is beginning is the Shaila Shkiya Tzeis HaKichavim. This means you rush to be Yaitse. Just if the time Bizman Hazeh, you could do Kol HaLaylos and Yichsidim, do Tzeis HaKichavim, you Yaitse everyone. If Bizman Hazeh, if the Rambam only is the beginning, do the Shkiya and Mimele you light. Mishnah Berurah says to light, in Shkiya you put like oil for 105 minutes. Now, I want to be Masber. The real Chassidim don't have a problem. But the chassidim that start to nemtzachon ala litvish chumres, they could mess themselves off completely. Now I'll explain. If you're a chassidisha, a real chassidisha, mit kavones, mit yichudim, out. You get to adlokas neres around 9-10 o'clock by night. Yeah, gizuntarit nish mezalzus toch kilos gedoshes beklal yisrael. And they light inside. They don't listen to the last shir also. Yeah, so they don't have a problem. But the evidence kosher kol alayla. But if a chassidus shabacher, he will do the tzeis hakichavim with the yichudim, but he will listen to the briskerov to light outside, it's a brocha levatole. The Ramos says, "Bizman hazeh kosher kol alaylo ki madlikim b'fnim." In the minute that we will wake up from Rabbi Yashiv to go outside, we don't have a heter to be late. So, come to this, interesting. But in Yerushalayim, the minhag was alamol to light in shkia, for sure, because they were lighting outside. They couldn't trust. The chassidim and elite, about the meaning was to write Tzeis HaKichavim. Because he's writing inside. Must have communicated to the rabbi 9 o'clock to make that look. So must have committed, that's the pursuit of Nisa then. But if you're lighting outside, if you light 10 o'clock, it's gomish. And the bocher has to know that. Even if he's lighting outside in yeshiva, if he lights punk in Tzeis HaKichavim, is yo. But more from that, that is enough chassidim, not enough litvisha. Tyre litvisha bocher, and went to, you know, he learned the sugya and he fatrasach yivomis shvera in yonim. He picks up, oh, it's 10 o'clock. It happens. 10 o'clock, especially everyone leaves the bismarck, gets quiet. Alektach in Lalman Hazeh, he sees it's 10 o'clock. He runs outside. Shein Boruch Hashem, everything is ready, went off. Now he doesn't have a problem with tafus. Everything is open there. He wants the light outside. I once saw him, I grabbed him. Boruch Levatole. Outside 10 o'clock. Malt myself say called for regular nashuk do nicht. Ich weiß nicht, yeah, you have to know. Malt myself, we must speak. Was is called for regular nashuk in this area, yeah? If the bichlal said are called for regular nashuk. Davis? So, aber lüe zu, bemele not. Bemele ist nicht, dass ich posch. I'm just explaining that, you know, Boch himself, oh, mir gehört Hashem lechumre. Boch Hashem, here we have a little bit of time to explain. It's not so posh to start to take on chumres. A person that doesn't know the halachic business of heitzachon em and chumres, he posh could be make a boch lebetole. He comes back 10 o'clock to his dire, chweis in one of these vinkalach, gornish is dorten, he goes outside, he lights. Remember, it was once a dire. The boch didn't have enough money. So, you know, one lift, he'll have to hour, another one lift. You know, every hour someone else lights there. Yeah? So, gornish mit nisht to light outside like this. So, gornish mit nisht. So I'm saying, b'meile, midav wissen, I'm saying. Now, say that. So I'm just saying, says like Yechovim, kol sorege min hashuk today is 7, 8 o'clock, for sure, Rabbi Zalman said, till 7, 8 in the evening, it's not for sure, it's not chison of kol sorege min hashuk. So I'm not, but I'm saying, 10 o'clock to light outside, I would go inside. Even though I said last time, it's kedai to light outside, but when it's late by night, the guys that come back Motzei Shabbos, we said, and they're lighting again inside, not outside. Inside. Now, the briskerov was mechadesh a nupshat in Rambam. The Rambam said mitzvos and mishetishka acham. Next chumre, mishetishka achamo chotz yisho oyoisa. What is oyoisa? Shmuel says 38 minutes. Bailey says, Shki and Nacht, you put 105. What do you mean, Oyoiso? Oyoiso? And Ramon can't say it. And the big tzas, Yoiso. Oyoiso. Miskirov gizot pshat in Rambam. The Rambam means that Tichle Regel in a shuk switches. Chotzisho, Oyoiso. The Miskirov lived near, Baruch Hashem, it's not there anymore. They had this big cinema in the Chob, in the top of Yishayol Dalton. Strauss, Edison, it was called. So the last movie was 12 o'clock. 11 o'clock was the last movie. The Biskerov was marked that he will have oil till after the last movie. Because then was Tichle Regel in Ashuk, in his area. And then the Biskerov was marked. Now, I want to be masbir that in this Biskerov is two chidushim. I want to be masbir to open the lombus ashtikul. It's one chidush that Tichle Regel in Ashuk stretches. Chazal told us how much it is. It doesn't switch. What if you live in a place, we'll see about that the regular minashuk finishes earlier. So you have to put less? After 2 minutes, everyone disappears. Some places, even by day, people don't walk. Yeah? What the regular minashuk? No one. After 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's dead. He lives in a place, you know, offices area. Gomish. Ain't nefesh chayah. Chazal will give us, man. That's what everyone understands about it. Ask him. Especially they say, if everyone was lighting candles, the time Chazal was no one outside, yeah? The Chazal was kaveh outside. So it doesn't stretch, it doesn't go off. One chidush that was kerov, that he's doing pshat in Rambam, not like the Mishneh Berurah, a little bit more. Or Yoyser mean, it switches. That's not, Loshen Al Rishonim, Rios, Al Shteit Chotisho, or Ktsas Yoyser. Not, Or Yoyser means, could be like, Or Yoyser means 5 hours. One chidush of the Biskerov. Another chiddush we could say that. The time switches, but it doesn't mean that the amount of oil switches. Chazal didn't mean that I have to put oil for 7 hours. The Hainu. Is the shiur of oil, the Gemara says, the iloy adlik madlik, inami l'shiur. The shiur of an chazal will kuvea a shiur of oil. The shiur of oil doesn't change. And the nafkamina is that I'm allowed to light it. I'm allowed to light. Lama zogin, I'm coming back to yeshiva late. Nein, I want to be mazur. A bocher lights in yeshiva outside 10 o'clock. Why? It says near the mirror till 12 o'clock it's levedik. So this bocher is mechuyev to put oil for 7 hours? Monavshach. If you could light in 10 o'clock, so tomorrow light to put 5 hours oil? Lama shishi put till 4 o'clock yet? I'm serious. The miskerov would put. He would put. He would put till 10 o'clock, till 4 o'clock. But I'm explaining, it's two different chumras. It's one chiddush that the time could stretch. And you could take a maskim to one chiddush without the other chiddush. You could be makil in a place, as Rabbi Shlomo Zalman himself would say that Tichle Regem in a Shuk doesn't mean that the people go around, it means the stores, the business. So also here, I think 7, 8, 9, the main, one or two stores decide to stay open, so it's Nish Kaveh, but the market finishes. He himself, I heard from his 8 o'clock, he had it till 11 o'clock. Lining. He was Choshish. Again, it's more for the people outside from the people inside. The people that light inside, the lining from nearby. So, now, some people clear Lekule. Now, I want to be Mazda, maybe before that, that this Nafkimina is not Stama Nafkimina. Bochim asked Alamo, they lit in the menorah. After an hour and a half, you know, especially, you know, we learned from the parsha, Yaakov Avinu went back for Pachim Ketanim. Yaakov had money, but we don't do Baltashchis. So it's not all about Frume Bochrim that want to blow out the menorah after an hour and a half. There's no point. People don't like to do it, yeah? But they want to know. Allow the Teir Lemaise. So I'm saying like this. If they're like in a deer, like a bunker, some deer that is like no windows, and no one is staying there, after an hour and a half, is no purpose to leave it out. If it has a window, while people are walking in the street, it's for sure is the Indian, before the chiyuv, I'm not saying it's a chiyuv, but for sure is the Indian to leave it out. Because by the cause man that the neighbor Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are going around, avad is the Indian to make the mitzvah. Even if there's no chiyuv, avad is the Indian to leave it. Now, some people want to say lekule also. You live in a bunker. You're lighting the menorah. But Baruch Hashem, Yechoshev, and Bochim, all of you are going back to the deer. You're allowed to blow it off or not? Want to be masbid. It's two shaylos. You're allowed to. And what happens if you blow it off with the Evid? The Haidu. If it blows off with Teich HaShiyu, like Abchir HaMishnabua says to put it back on. You have a roommate, everyone is leaving, he shut it. So you not to put it back on or not. It's two different minutes. I mean, the shots come every year. First, guys want to blow it out because they're scared the deer will catch on fire. Mitzad Sheni, they want to go back to Miss Medrash. Yeah? So when that's we had the bad boys that want to stay there after that look, yeah? They're looking to go back to Miss Medrash. So they want to know they're allowed to blow it off or not. 20 minutes, they want to go back. So I'm not talking like Kuleich. Here, fuck out. Here it's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Yeah, they were only lighting inside. Lama Zogin, they had a heter from a rope to light inside. These people have to have a heter because the people that don't have a window, we said, it's very shvach to light inside a bunker. People that have a window, we said, we yoytzer b'moishe. Our person doesn't have a window, very shvach. But Lama Zogin got a heter to light inside. Now they want to go back. So the shayla is that they could use the svar lekule. Avada lekatchilenish. Rav Poiskim hold that you're not allowed to. If it happened with the Eved, you have to know what happens if it happens with the Eved. Let me get one more zach. It's a sach zach in a chod shapom nafkeminas. A bocher that lights inside. Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach to be makpid to light in your own room. Second, I see when I go around to the deers. If you have a big deer, you cannot light in someone else's window. You could light in the Lama Zog, and you have deers. I'm mechalik the deers. So gishmak the deers, yeah? Sheli, shaloch, shaloch, sheli. Then you could light in other windows also, because you'd reitzach dort. But he says, mikol mekoyim, if it's not a festive reitzach in the other room, and chanukah to eat in that room. Then if the oilum light in someone's room, so the latkes lam is ogen me'ez dort. But it's better, Rav Shlomo Zalman, to light in your own room. To light in your own room. Or in the kitchen. Everyone has his mokeh. Now, bochrim that sleep in the dorm. But in the mirror, it's not enough to say that. It means sleep in the dorm of Beis Yishaya, eat in Beis Yishaya. Sleep in Shalme, eat in Shalme. Shalme is not where to eat. Sleep in Beis Shalom, eat in Beis Shalom. Sleep in the main, eat in the main. Then, you're for sure like this. If you're lighting outside the building, you're 100% right. Because we said, we look in the house like this. Here I live, here I learn, here I eat, here is my library, here's my copy machine, here's my office. As I look in one big building.
So mele, you don't have to eat tafka and light tafka in the kitchen. But let me say there's two different buildings. So you sleep here, but that building you eat. So that building is mokim ma'achila for you. So where you alight? Zagim shem mezamen to eat something, one of the meals in the room in your dorm. Especially, you sleep in a dira. To eat one meal in the dira. If it's very hard, shem mezamen says it's enough to eat mezayim. Now, Bochim asked Alamol, the Shaila is, okay, we're speaking really on the good boys, right? They're not going away for Shabbos. But they keep every prat in the shir, so they will eat a meal in the room. Shabbos, what do they do Shabbos? They're not allowed to eat out Shabbos? So Me'ikar Adin, they're allowed to eat out Shabbos. I want to explain. Shabbos, they don't have a Mokim Achilah. They eat a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, yeah? I'm a marshal, a person. He doesn't have where to eat. So he's walking in the street and eating. If a person has a dining room, so the dining room is mokim achila. So maybe he can't light in his deer. But so maybe he has to be kaveh and chanukah to light in the deer. But in Shabbos, but mikol mekoyim under a yom makpid, at least shalashudas, on Friday afternoon to eat something, or Friday afternoon, and lava malka to eat something, and the deer, so maybe you cover your eats in that shita. But I'm saying, even the Mizaynis, it's a kulif of Rosh Mizalman, and the Retake HaMachmir of them, and the Retake HaMachmir Natu. Now, two more Zachen, Erev Shabbos, the Mishnebura brings down a Chumre to daven Mincha Gidoylo, and then to light the candles. Because Todir v'she'ena Todir, but another reason, and this is the main reason. He says it's Tarte de Sasra. You light candles if tomorrow, then you're davening Mincha. When you're lighting Kiilu, it's over Shabbos already. And then you're davening Mincha. The Welt is very makel of them. The Welt is very makel of them. Now, there's another Zach, Motzi Shabbos. When to light Motzei Shabbos? There's two minhagim. The people that are really makpid on Rabbi Nutam, they don't light before Rabbi Nutam. Especially if they're chassidish, because they're lighting inside. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said he himself, he would keep Rabbi Nutam. I remember myself, Yom Kippur, when Shlomo Zalman was shvach, he didn't eat nothing before Rabbi Nutam. But Chanukah, he would light 35 minutes after Shkir. I would say, it's a zayna fafrumt, nisht al pi aloche, a kegen a mitzvah to light kanike. Now, Roiv Yisroel and the Chazanish, they did avdole, and after that they made ner kanike. But in Yerushalayim, they did the other way around. Again. So, a person that is not having a bazun in Rabbeinu Tam HaKpode, he has to know if a person was mekabel b'torneda, maybe that's to make a shayas chochom, 35 minutes. But if you make Rabbeinu Tam and Gansen, you keep 72. Now, Avdole and then Chanukah, or Chanukah and then Avdole, Gans Klal Yisrael and the Chazanish, Avdole and then Chanukah, Yerushalayim they do Chanukah, Chanukah and then Avdole. Not only that, Rabbi Eliashiv and all these people, they would have, when they would walk into the house, they would have someone waiting for them, and they would light the menorah before they would come in. I saw this brought down one of the gedolim that he jumped out the window from shul to maspik together. So I want to be masbur shtickle. It's not stam. Stam Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim, we have a minig to light Chanukah and then to make Avdolah. In America, they had a minig to make Avdolah and then. No, it's very posh. In America, that the adlokas from the Bnei Habayis, Lefid Ramo, there's no difference if you chap on Paul Mumunut. It doesn't make a difference anyway. But in Yerushalayim, the adlokas was such a tichle regel min ashuk. They wanted to chap a reingich. They wanted to chap a reingich. I'll tell you where chap tach the nafkemine. Again, I'm just saying it to the machmirim shebetechenu. I am a marshal, mainly because my father, we keep Rabbeinu Tam. We keep Rabbeinu Tam start. We try even in Tanez and the Rabbanon, we try to keep. So we keep even Hanukkah. So it's really 72 minutes after Shkia. I live in Arnof. Arnof by night is shtickle dead. So I normally, I light outside, I make the bracha outside, and then I light another menorah inside. It's Al Hashitas we spoke last week. Yeah? Shabbos, I light inside. Matzah Shabbos, I light first the menorah inside, and then I light the menorah outside. Because I'm already 72 minutes after Shkia. Inside, if the Ramo, I'm going to be the heaven. Outside, could be the bracha levatole. It's not muchach that it's a bracha levatole. Because the Biskirov said that if Chazal gave a time Matzah Shabbos, they gave a later time. So Matzah Shabbos, the time was says a kechovim. So it's not mamash bracha levatole. But could be the time is really in the first man, and I'm after the second man. So it's totally, if it's exactly Rabbeinu Tam, I came home and I could see, I'm not so machmir. But if I see it's verschleppt, so I will light inside. I'm not saying, a person has to know, I'm saying, it's the minhagim from Klal Yisrael. But I wissen, alle protim. Now, as one more yediyah, they bring down from the shuch of Yankiv, of the Bochim Alamol S. It's a simon chof beis, al pima sech the soifrim, that it says to stay with the candles calls man the doyle. I want to say, this halacha is not nogat to Bochum so much. Bochum have to learn. Kiner mitzvah v'toyro oyr. I want to be masbir. Maybe for the Bochum that live in bunkers, it's important. Why? These people are lighting for themselves. But we said, we be'etzem are lighting for bnei reshus orabim. And we explained last year that the window is considered Pesach HaPesuach L'Reshus HaRabim. The reason they, in the old days they told you to stay inside the candles, because in the old days the Pirsum Anissa was for you. If you leave, Stoch Tichle Regel Min Hashuk. But we said, we light for L'Reshus HaRabim. It's even Rebbe Yashi. Or even if we light inside, we light in the window. Kiilu it's L'Reshus HaRabim. So it's not here to stay. Now, being a Raya, Erev Shabbos, I think no one stays with the candles. Everyone goes to shul, yeah? This is a Kenny Zayn Simeakim. This is a Kenny Zayn Simeakim. Noch ein Zach says in the Chinuch that when a person brings a Korban Toido is Necha leYom Echad veLaylo Echad. Shlomim is Necholim leShtei Yomim veShtei Leilas. Frag the Chinuch, why Toido Kochim Kalim? Hashem gave it only for one day. Shlomim, he gave it shtei yomim v'shtei leiles. V'layla echad. Untoida. Zogta, because Hashem, when a person brings a korban, it's noch flesh. So if he has a long time to eat it, but Hashem wants in the toida, that he'll mefarsam d'chas de Hashem. So v'meile, while he wants to mefarsam d'chas de Hashem, so v'meile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gimach, that is one day, there's a lot of meat, you can't eat it, so you have to bring a lot of people. But may there be a lot of people with misparsam the nest. B'toich rabi ma'al alenu. Ta'inu is a mitzvah lefarsam the nest, b'toich rabi ma'al alenu. So I want to just, moidia da oilom, shamufi moidia, menusach genoi, and Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a chesed, and I had Baruch Hashem, a baby boy, born l'atak last week, I'm never mevatel l'shir. I try not to mevatel l'shir. It doesn't make a difference if it's one person to shir, a half a person. Yeah. Sometimes even if it's only myself, it's a tape. Yeah. I try never to mevatel. It's the last l'shir shir. I get a bet with mechila from the island that came from White. And it's the last l'shir shir. My wife Baruch Hashem gave birth. So we met. 9 o'clock. And I'll be sure. And the Gemara to come to say a shir. So I was about to leave to come to say a shir. My Rebbetzin told me, even Alamo, she tells me to go tonight. She told me, you just had a baby. Psst, come to yeshiva. Was I more a lebedi kematzev from a shir? Yeah. She felt in the Shem Shomayim from the shir. Too much people know that you had a baby. felt in Lashem Shamayim. Don't go. So, I never heard my wife tell me not to say a shiur. After a couple of minutes, my wife became mamash a sekonas nefoshes, and so I will not be there. So the ma'ase, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gemacht a greiser chesed mit mir. The ma'ase, b'schus dem is given a greiser atzole. So that's him as a double simche. So I'm double taki wanted mishnat of the oilom fakir. It's given in the tzait from their shir. So this oilom taki have a chilek in the schus in them. So Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow in the place Ulamei Beis Yisrael, it's called the Chovez Rastere at 9:15 to be a covered rav. But next week Be'ezus Hashem is Chanukah, so taki will not be a shir. But the week after Be'ezus Hashem, but the taki nochem alich taki the oilom amur b'mur mechabed mir the oilom avad ekum. Be'ezus Hashem will feirach tzamen.